1 minute until showtime.
This is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I give all the glory to Elohim, Almighty Creator, for another gracious and great rising morning. Hallelujah. He didn't have to wake us up to see it, but I'm so glad he did. It's good to be alive and be here one more time. I bless you, Father. I'm grateful to you for all who even made the choice to tune in to Crown Talking Drums Radio today, who made the decision to fit this time in your schedule. You didn't have to do that, but you did. It may be, you may be tuning in live. I don't know. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Here where I am early, December the 17th, 2023. We embarking on the end of another year. I tell you, time is just ticking right on into the future. It's another beginning of a brand new week. I'm just in great expectation of what the Father's going to do for you and for me. Maybe I'll get to hear about it. I don't know. Some of you, I may know who's tuning in. I believe I do. Oh, yes. It's just a blessing. And I just want to take this time to welcome you to For Such a Time as This, the radio broadcast time. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to share of the Father's faithfulness, the Father's goodness, his love. Yes. He didn't have to open this door of this platform, but he did. And I'm glad to be in this platform, in this very season of my life, this time of my life. Amen. It's just a blessing to be able to encourage somebody else. Amen. That's what I know I'm called to do. Encourage. Hallelujah. To warn. Hallelujah. To sound the alarm. Amen. To the Father's people. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful. I don't take that task lightly either. I tell you, because I know what comes out of this mouth, I'm going to have to give an account to it. Guess what? What comes out of your mouth, you're going to have to give an account to it as well. Not only that, but what we do in these bodies, we're going to be judged for that. Oh, we have to pay attention. We got to get it together. I tell you, it's just a blessing because, see, I'm not just encouraging you, others. I'm encouraging myself. Thank you, Father. I thank him for helping me. Encouraging me to encourage myself. Amen. I don't need somebody else, though it does help when someone else is encouraging us. Let's not get that twisted. I like being encouraged, but I have learned over the years to encourage myself in Jehovah, in his word. His word is what keeps me. It keeps you too. We have to let it do what it does. Amen. That word is his truth, and it never changes. Yes, his truth came here to set man free. I'm so glad for that. And guess what? It's not a one-time deal. We're continuously being set free. Don't you want to continue to walk out your freedom that the Father has sent here for us? That freedom that his word gives us, it elevates us. Yes, it brings the very life, the Zoe of the Father himself to the forefront. It's not about us. It's not about you and me when it comes to lifting up his name. We're not lifting up our own name. We're bringing glory. We're not bringing glory and honor to ourselves. We're bringing it to our Almighty Creator because guess what? He is so worthy. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that his word, it just doesn't elevate us, but it cuts that sin. Anything that's keeping us bound and keeping us in disobedience to his divine will. I tell you, that word will set us straight if we continue to let it. I want to continue to let it. Show me the mess in me, Father, so I can get it together. So when Yeshua returns for the bride, hallelujah, when the bridegroom comes, I want to be ready. Yes, we're working that out right now as we're walking through this path and this journey called life. on this side of eternity. Oh, man, I'm just so happy. This morning, I'm excited. Hallelujah. I know nobody's mad but the devil. Guess what? I'm glad he's mad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You helping me to tighten up my bootstraps even more. Helping me to continue to gird my sandals. Hallelujah. In your word. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. I can't praise him enough. If you don't know it, you can probably tell I'm excited. I get excited when I talk about the goodness of the Father. Whether I'm doing it one-on-one or I'm talking to a vast amount of people. Amen. I got a little boldness here because I'm not in front of a lot of people. Amen. When you're kind of behind the scenes, it helps me anyway. But I know Father's going to burst me out to the forefront once again in front of people. Amen. I'm just so grateful this morning. Amen. I'm thankful, you know, for Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Jesus the Christ, which man changed in translation to Jesus the Christ. Amen. But his name, you're going to hear me call him by his original Hebrew names because I'm loving that. Amen. You don't hear people just saying that out of just the ordinary. Amen. And just throwing it out there any kind of way. But you know what? It helps me to be in line even the more. It helps me to be even the more conscious. Hallelujah. To call on him by his Hebrew name. Even God. Amen. That got lost in the translation and changed by man as well. I call him Elohim or Jehovah, Lord. When it's talking about him, you may hear me refer to Lord as Master. Some of the passages, he's called Master. Amen. When Lord is used in the versions of the scriptures. And I'm learning this even through my studies of pulling these words up one by one. Because I tell you, something that was, and I may bring it up later. I'm not going there now. But something that I have was taught, never did a search on that word, and it was brought to my mind yesterday at the teaching at Sabbath service. I was like, what? My. It may come up later. And if so, I'll remind you about it. Right now, we're just going into the introduction to bring forth the word of the Most High. I'm glad of what he's going to share with us today. Amen. Father, he loved this world so much that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And when we believe in something, that means we're going to follow after, going to follow hard after it. See, but he's not an it. He's a person. Hallelujah. He's the Son of the Most High. Amen. And he came down here on this earth. He's the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. To give us the chance. He's the anointed one. Yes. Hallelujah. His mission when he came to this earth was to be that example for followers, those who've accepted him, to live obedient lives by his example. Amen. That's just the bottom line. But now he is, yes, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He wants us to, he's ever making intercession for us. He wants us to get it together. He wants us to get it right. He's praying for us. Amen. I thank you, Yeshua. Thank you for praying for me at the right hand of the Father. Because you're coming back, ready or not. You're coming back for us. And I'm so grateful that you're helping me to get my house in order. Oh, my. Yes, it's a lot going on in this world. Amen. We can go into that. So much bad news, negative news. But we're prepared for that. Amen. The scripture has already warned us of these things that will be. We see so much unlawfulness going on in the world, from the governmental, political arena. We even see it going on in the so-called church. It's a bunch of mess going on. Children disrespecting their parents and the elderly. It's just sad. Even older grown people disrespecting their parents, those who still have them. I tell you, I miss my parents, especially my mom. Hallelujah. I saw the struggles she went through in raising us, when she became a single parent, but she never gave up. I've seen her strength, her perseverance. Hallelujah. To the Father be all the glory. I see her nakedness and some things too. But I thank the Father. He caused me to change from that kind of stuff and not even go there, as a matter of fact. I'm grateful for that. Amen. But you know what? It's just time for us to get it together. I know all of our minds can go back and reflect. Amen. As we talk and as I share, and I know your mind can go back and you can reflect and just be so grateful of where the Father has bought you from. Amen. It's something you don't forget, or you shouldn't. If you do, you're getting all prideful and forgot where you came from. That helps keep me humble before my Creator. I tell you, it's so much going on even in the weather, with all the events of earthquakes and tornadoes and fires and floods and the wars, oh yes, that's still going on. It's just a lot going on. But you know what? In all the lot that's going on, with a bunch of negativity, news and repercussions, we got some good news today. That good news that's going to continue to bring us hope. That's going to continue, I pray, to help us stand in the midst of the battle. Because guess what? The word of the Most High is always going to be the final say, whatever the battle is. Amen. So as the Father sees fit, oh yes, and as I'm led by the prompting of his Holy Spirit, we're going to talk about his good news today. Hallelujah. If ever there was a time for some kingdom encouragement, you know I say that all the time because I'm here to build up the Father's kingdom. Those of us who say we are kingdom citizens, yes, amen. But if there's ever a time for us to be built up and encouraged, that time is now. Hallelujah. And it takes that active, the living word of the Most High for us to be able to do that. Yes, it does. We need his word. It keeps us. We got to get it in our heart. We got to not just know about it, but walk it out. Oh, yes, it takes action, and action does speak louder than words. If ever there was a time for some prayer, I mean, not just a pat down, water down prayer, but effectual, fervent prayer for what's going on in this world and this world that we're living in today, the time is now. Hallelujah. Encouragement through the word and fervent, effectual, fervent prayer. Hallelujah. We need it now. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears to hear, hallelujah, your spiritual eyes to see, yes, what Father has to say and what the Father is actually doing, and to be sensitive in the spirit to know what's going on right around you. Amen. We have to know what's going on in this world. We have to know what's going on in our very presence. I tell you, as followers of Yeshua, Messiah, and the truth that he taught from the Father, hallelujah, from the Father, Elohim himself, we can continue to go forth, be those effective kingdom citizens that the Father has anointed and appointed us to be. I speak his shalom to you right now as we go into a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this brand new day of your mercy and your grace. You hear me pray about what his mercy and his grace is. You ought to have that by now. Amen. We're not getting what we deserve, and hallelujah, what we might deserve, and he's given us what we may not deserve. I tell you, I just love the Father. He's so good. Help us not to take you, Father, for granted what you're doing, all that you supply to us. Help us, hallelujah, to humbly submit and surrender our lives unto you. As we're submitting and surrendering this time unto you, help us not to take all your provisions. You are our Jehovah. You provide everything we need, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's help and guidance and direction, whether it's peace, whether it's your righteousness, whatever. You are our covering. You are Jehovah. You provide it all, and we thank you. Help us not to take it for granted. We just thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. So many things that we can take for granted, but help us not to. We just honor you and we bless you, Heavenly Father, today. You already know what's going to take place today, and we thank you in advance. Christ. We ask you, I ask you right now, Father, for your guidance and the help and the strength of your Holy Spirit, that we speak your word, hallelujah, and your word alone to every listening ear who came expecting to hear from you, who desire, yes, to be encouraged by you, who desire, yes, to be elevated in you, hallelujah, for the purpose of you. Father, you're welcome, yes, to take over, infiltrate this time as we spend it in your presence, yes, for such a time as this. We pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. Hallelujah. I just bless him today. I thank him once again for you today. Amen. For this word that he's given. Amen. And the word is kind of twofold, which means the same thing, but that word he gave is prepared and prepare. Prepared and prepare. I'm like, well, why would you put prepare first? Seems like you have to prepare before you get prepared. But then I understand why now. Just how he laid out the scriptures. My, my, my. He is so good. I love him so much. He is so faithful. I can't praise and thank him enough for that. Amen. So my question to you at the beginning, I may ask it again. I may ask some other questions. Are you preparing? So the words are prepared and prepare. Are you preparing? Some things in this life are just automatic. They're just automatic. You know, things that take place in life automatically, the way the Father created when a baby's born is automatic. It's just a time of normally, on a normal occasion, let's talk about normalcy, has the time of a 9-month birth. Let's say normalcy. Amen. The baby's born. At the fullness of time, the baby comes forth. Amen. And normalcy is born with all its fingers and toes and everything intact. I mean, in a normal situation, that's already automatic. Amen. That's the way the Father designed it. Sometimes there are mishaps, and sometimes there are babies born with deformities and different things not there, and born handicapped already. I mean, that happens. Amen. We even see it in the scriptures where someone was born blind, you know? So I'm sure, I mean, that happens. It's a part of life. But some things are just, the birth itself is just automatic, unless it's a miscarriage. We're talking about normalcy here. So in normalcy, automatic, a baby is born and a baby grows. A baby is naturally nurtured to suck on his mother's breast. It smells its mother. It has a natural inclination. It's just amazing. And it's a miracle that the Father designed it to be that way. I mean, when you try to comprehend the miraculous automatic thing of birth, when you just think about that, it's just like can be mind-boggling if you just sit there and think about the Creator and how he created life. So I tell you, it is amazing. But then there's times where it takes a lot of preparation for different things on different levels, you know, different levels of preparation where, you know, we have to make things work. We have to cause things to come into order. We have to plan things. We have to work things. In order for them to come forth successfully, we have to put things in order. We have to plan things out. Amen. And see, that's why I'm so glad that we serve an awesome Creator. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing. Yes, he even know what he did even when it came to the fall of man. He knew man was going to fall. He's the almighty Creator. He's Elohim. Hallelujah. Yes, he knows it all. And in spite of him knowing even the fall of man that was going to take place, he has prepared a plan for us. He prepared that plan. He prepared that plan for us to be redeemed back to him. Isn't that amazing? And guess what? He did it ahead of time. He did it before we were even conceived in the womb of our mother. He did it ahead of time. Thousands and thousands of years ago. That's just a blessing when you sit there and think about that. And in the fullness of the time, guess what he did? He sent his son, his Yeshua, with that, the blood he shed for the remission of our sin, what he took on his body so that we could have eternal life, the promise of an eternal life, so that we can be redeemed back to the Father. I mean, it's just a blessing. Who is the Redeemer? That's who Yeshua is. He is the Redeemer, the one sent to redeem us back to the Father. Now, let's just look at a few scriptures that's going to let us know the prepared plan that Elohim, hallelujah, has for those who follow Yeshua's example. I pray we're already, those who's listening right now, already are following after his pattern, already accepting him into our life, and we're following after the truth of following the law, the Torah. That's what Yeshua came teaching. He came teaching the law of his Father, the words of what his Father instructed. Amen. There would have been no New Testament writings had it not been the old. It came from, hallelujah, the Old Testament, the Tanakh, hallelujah, the Torah, the first five books. Amen. That's what was taught even in the New Testament, whether you believe it or not. Amen. It's the truth anyhow. And I'm so glad this morning that as we're talking about this prepared, this prepared plan that Elohim had for us, for those of us who follow, hallelujah, Yeshua Messiah. Amen. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Amen. And we're going to go to Matthew, the 25th chapter. And we're going to start at the 31st verse. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to our King. He is our King of Kings. Yes, he is. He is our Jehovah. Yes, over every Lord that's out here. Let's start at that 31st verse. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Now see, we already see ahead of time. Don't want you to miss it. The judgment is going to come. Amen. The Father is going to do a separating. Hallelujah. Or the Son of Man, when he comes back for the bride. We talk about that. I talk about that. You can't not talk about it. It's part of this life and this journey. Amen. Yeshua's coming back for a prepared people. Amen. So when he comes back, just as the sheep are divided, the shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. Who's our shepherd? Who is our shepherd? I'm glad you answered that question. Jehovah, he's our shepherd. He said we won't have to walk for nothing. He gives us everything we need, and he's coming back. Yes, he's going to divide. Let us just go forward. 25:33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. There's that word, prepared. It was prepared. And when you look at that word, prepared, hallelujah, in the Greek, he hit. Omazo is the name, hetomazo, if that's correctly pronounced, to make ready, to prepare. See, those of us who are going to be gathered and are at the right hand of the Father, on the right hand, my, that is what's prepared for us. And it's been prepared for us before the foundation of the world. That's a blessing to even understand that, to comprehend that. Amen. To get, he told us in all of our getting to get understanding. His word is here for us to get understanding. Amen. That's why I'm just so glad that I'm encouraging us. Because when I, if you hear me say you, I'm talking about me too. I can't exclude myself. I got to practice and do what I preach, do what I teach. Other than that, I'm going to be a heretic. Oh, yes, I'm not going to be standing for the truth of what the Father has designed me to stand for. I'm going to stand for truth. Hallelujah. Nothing else, amen, is going to last but the truth, amen, of his word. So I'm just glad that we will, those of us who's prepared, and he has prepared for us from the foundation of the world, just as we stated, even before we was conceived in our mother's womb, the Father already knew who was going to be handpicked out to do his will. Amen. I'm so glad I'm in the number, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Let us go on. I think I had it wrote down to read a few more verses. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. There's a lot of people around us that's thirsty, that need this word. And not just though the Father, he's speaking to them in parables. Amen. He's speaking, though Yeshua is speaking in parables here. Amen. He's letting them know, hallelujah, who, you know, this is Yeshua talking here. But I mean, if you think about the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, it was given by the inspiration of Elohim. Some words were directly from him. Yes. Some words were added. Some opinions were added within the writing. You just have to know to understand. That's why we got to study. We got to study this word. It takes time. And yes, it does take work. It takes work to study so you gain understanding. Amen. To be able to share. Amen. So we got a lot of people that's around us that's hungry and thirsty. Amen. For the word. Amen. But we got people that's around us that's hungry and thirsty for some natural food too. Amen. This is twofold. Amen. Amen. Needed water. And you give them drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Amen. Are we doing these things? Amen. I pray we are. Are we checking on others and one another? Are we praying and standing in the gap for others and one another who are in these situations? If we have it in our means to help out, as the Holy Spirit leads, are we lending? Are we giving? Are we lending? Are we doing these things? Amen. When there is a need and we're able to meet it. Amen. Then shall the righteous answer him saying, Master, this word here, Lord, is master. When saw we thee an hunger and fed thee, or thirsty and ye gave ye drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king, hallelujah, the king, hallelujah, shall answer and say unto them, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these of my brethren, you have done it unto me. How are we treating one another down here? We can't talk about this enough. We came here to this earth to serve. And that's not just serving ourselves. Amen. We are not Elohim, a God to ourselves. We're not. Amen. We're not an island on an island all by ourselves. It's about people. It's about people and serving others. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me not, sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Master, when saw we thee in hunger or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, as much as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. the righteous, those who's doing the right things of the Father, those who's in right standing, who's following after Yeshua and the law he came to teach, who's being obedient to the commandments of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. I mean, to know all that. I mean, I didn't know I was going to read all that, but then I ended up writing it all down. I did. So I guess I did know I was, because at first I had capped it off, and then I said, no, go on further. Read it on down a little further. And I'm so glad I did. But see, the key to this is from the foundation of the world, Elohim already knows who's going to be on the right and who's going to be on the left. It's important. He prepared this for us. See, we're talking about what he has prepared. Amen. We're talking about what he has prepared, his prepared plan. Amen. That's where we are right now. Let us go to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word is settled in heaven already. Thank you for your word. Oh, we just love you. And we appreciate you. We're taking you at your word. Mm. 1 Corinthians. Mm. Did I mark this in my Bible? Let us go there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Give me a minute. I'm flipping some pages here. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your word. 1 Corinthians 2. We're going to start at that first verse. This was, of course, Paul. We know Paul. As we know Paul, he was a former Pharisee, of course. Was a Pharisee. He was still a Pharisee, but he was just teaching Torah. He was teaching the law. Even though he gave a lot of his opinions at times, you got to know the disciple the truth when he was giving his own opinions. Amen. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of Elohim, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Yeshua, Messiah, and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. Howbeit, we speak wisdom, yes, among them that are perfect. Perfect? Are we perfect? No. Amongst them who are maturing. When I went to look that word up in that, to those who are maturing, who are of full age, amen, that's what that word means. Teleos, that's what it is in the Greek. And it means to be mature, amen, to be of full age, amen. So yet not the wisdom of this world. Howbeit we speak wisdom of them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of his world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. So we have rulers of this world that's teaching some stuff. That's why he was talking to them. Because what was going on is the Pharisees, Sadducees, and all of them were teaching the laws from the Jews instead of the Torah. Amen. So they was teaching their rules and their things that they had twisted and changed. And we have to understand that. But we speak, 1 Corinthians, this is the seventh verse, but we speak the wisdom of Elohim in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which Elohim ordained before the world unto our glory. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? He ordained it before the world unto our glory ahead of time, which none of the princes, none of the rulers of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Master of Glory. My, my, my. Had they known what they were doing, they would not have crucified him. Because guess what came out up after that? We get to have eternal life. Whew, the ninth verse. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Elohim hath prepared, past tense, for them that love him. And I'm going to stop right there. Well, you can read on and talk about, but he has prepared these things for us ahead of time, for those who love him. Now, when you say you love him, what does that mean? That means you're going to do what he says, what he instructs. He said, if it's even mentioned in the scripture, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. What? A lot of people today, and it's taught across pulpits, that we have grace. We don't need to follow. That never changed. Where did that get twisted? We have to follow the commandments of the Father. And that's just not the 10. There's many commandments given. But in following those 10, everything else falls into place. All the other commands, it's just keeping his laws and his commandments of his word, of what he says. We can't throw out the Tanakh. We can't throw out the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. We cannot throw it away and say we're not under that anymore. Because that's what the New Testament talks about. It wouldn't be there if it had not been for it. But I am just so happy as we're understanding and come to know and understand the prepared plan that Elohim has for us. Those of us who's following after Yeshua. Amen. We got to keep it right. We got to have that understanding. Amen. Because everybody who's saying they're following aren't following. They're living any kind of wretched life. They're getting up in that pulpit and they're going home living a flaky life, living a double life, living a double life. And I believe it to be so. But all that's going to be revealed. I believe a lot of it's going to be brought to life even here on this earth. Amen. Brought to life. Brought to the light. Let's say it that way. Anything hidden shall be revealed. It will be. The Father's going to see to it. Amen. His word does not return back void. It accomplishes, it does exactly what he says it's going to do. Exactly what he sends it out to do. Amen. Let's keep moving. Let's go to the book of John. Thank you for your word, Father. Hallelujah. Your word has already been settled in heaven. Yes, I love it. Thank you for your word. John, the 14th chapter. Thank you, Father. Why did I write that down correctly? Let me go. Let me see here. John, St. John, the 14th chapter. You know what I was doing? I was going to 1 John. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? I knew something wasn't right. Thank you, Father. Bear with me, saints. Hallelujah. Let's read the first, start at the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Here's Yeshua talking once again. Ye believe in Elohim, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Amen. See, he has prepared a place for us. Amen. He tells us not to let our heart be troubled. He was encouraging the disciples, but we are his followers as well. So we are his followers and disciples of Yeshua Messiah today. We should be. Amen. Following after his example. Amen. What he did, what he said. Amen. He demonstrated. He demonstrated what he said. And he demonstrated his Father's will. Amen. So that's what we must do. Demonstrate the will of our Father by following and patterning our lives after Yeshua Messiah. So we don't have to let our heart be troubled. Things are happening. Things are going to take place. But see, he's getting ready. He would know what was getting ready to go. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. The only way. He's the only truth. That's the truth he came speaking. And he is the life to eternal life. We have to accept him. Amen. To inherit that eternal life. And it's already, he prepared a place for us. Amen. I want to be on that right side. Amen. Let us go. We're still talking about that prepared plan of Elohim that he has for us. This is the Almighty Creator's plan that he has for us. Revelation 21. Yes. Thank you for your word, Father. Can't thank you enough. And we're going to read, start there at that first verse. This is John talking here, the revelator. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Everything was gone. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. See, we in this dressing room down here. Hallelujah. Are you preparing? That's the question I asked at the beginning, remember? Third verse. And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Elohim is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Elohim himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. I want him to be mine. See, he's prepared a holy city for us. The New Jerusalem is coming down. Amen. Prepared as a bride, the adorned for her husband. It's prepared for us ahead of time. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. It's made ready whenever it comes manifestation. It's made ready already for us. Are we preparing? That's my question to you, to me. Well, you may have asked, okay, now you're telling us all, and there's many more passages of scripture where the Father gives us the promise of how he's already prepared for us. There's many passages of scripture. But then I just want to help you to know how. You may have asked this question. Okay, well, you're talking about what the Father's prepared, but your next question may be how to stay prepared. Or that's one that I'm thinking about, how to stay prepared. We should know. Those of us who's listening, who've been in on this walk for some years, we should know how to prepare. Well, let's just go, and I know you're very familiar with this passage of scripture. We're going to go there anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Can't thank him enough for his word. It's revelated. It's life. Ephesians 6. Yes. Very familiar. This is part of our preparation. Amen. We have to put on this whole armor, and we're going to start at the 10th. Verse. So that at the beginning it's talking about, you know, admonishing the children, causing them to, you know, obey their parents, and you can go back and read all this and see why this next part was even written. And we know again this was Apostle Paul talking, amen, talking to those who were at Ephesus. Amen. He was encouraging them, and I'm encouraging us. Amen. So he's telling the children to obey their parents who's in the master, who's father, especially those who's doing the will. You know, you got some parents that's all over the place. They don't know anything about the father, and they're teaching their children illicitness, lawlessness, and all kind of crazy mess. Some children were born into that. I'm grateful I wasn't, although I saw some mess. I wasn't born into it where I was taught to do that kind of mess. Some parents are exploiting their children, you know, but we're not going there. That can be a totally different message. Amen. But this is just the encouragement that Paul is giving. Amen. Encouraging us to be the obedient servants that we were called to be. Amen. Not according to our flesh, but according to the Spirit. Go back and read it. And then he says, he's letting us know, hallelujah, this is for us today. Finally, my brethren, I'm speaking to us, brethren, be strong in the Master and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Elohim that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, that's how we stay prepared. That's the only way we're going to stay prepared. Amen. Because when it comes to fighting spiritual battles, amen, preparation is a word. Hallelujah. You want to remember. You want to remember. Preparation, when it comes to, because battles are going to come. But preparation is a word we must remember. And a lot of times, most believers, we don't even prepare in advance because we've been pre-warned. Battles are going to come. Anytime you're on the right side of living for the Father and doing, endeavoring to do his divine will for your life, the battles are going to come. So we have to stay prepared. We can't get comfortable. We must prepare, saints of the Most High. As I say a lot of times about certain words that the Father gives, it's past time for preparation. We have not seen what all is going to have. We're living here. Things are going to wax worse and worse on this earth. We're living in this world, but we're not of it. That's why we have to know who we are to be effective kingdom citizens, hallelujah, on this earth during all this famine, during all the times that someone's going to come hungry. We have to be able to give them some food, more first and foremost, spiritual at the same time, because that's much more important than natural sustaining. But we have to do it all. Amen. Amen. We already read those passages of scripture. See, we don't have time to be messing around and dibbling and dabbing and waiting on the enemy to move in, and then we want to all of a sudden, you know, start fighting with the word. No, we have to be prepared ahead of time when you're able to recognize and see that devil spirit that's at work. You'll be able to immediately, hallelujah, you're already prepared. Amen. Let us go on with this word. See, we got to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. What's the wiles of the devil? What are his wiles? Do you know what they are? Do you know what they are? He has strategies that are cunning. He'll come in slick and deceitfully. That's why you have to be so in tune and stay prepared. That word, prepared, preparation, needs to be at the forefront of our minds as followers of Yeshua Messiah. Amen. We have to keep this armor on. As we go out about the day, we're always preparing this natural body to look appealing to the public. You better make sure you have on your spiritual armor. You don't know what you might run into today. Father already knows what's going to take place each and every day. We have to pray in advance before we go out the door too. He already knows. But we have to be equipped. We have to have on our armor. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, the 12th verse, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. See, there's some spiritual wickedness going on in the heavenly. In the realm of the heavenly, there's three realms of the heavenly, you know, atmospheric in that middle area, and then right there where Father is. The battle's going on, I believe, in that middle arena. My, them demonic forces that's fighting in war against us, those who are followers of, true followers of Yeshua Messiah. Because you got people going around here saying that's what they're doing, but their lives is jacked up. The fruit is speaking something different. You shall know them by their fruit. Huh. Come on now. The word doesn't lie. Thank you, Father, for your word. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's in that heavenly, supernatural sphere. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's given us the strategies for struggling, twisting and pulling, amen, down every stronghold. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Help us. Help us. Hallelujah. We need your help. The 13th verse, wherefore take unto you the whole armor. See, the whole armor, that means we can't just take bits and pieces of it. The whole armor. We got to know what that is. Some of us just know pieces of it. Get in this book to get the understanding we need so we can stay prepared. Yes, because battles are going to come. If you just came out of one, guess what? Another one's coming. If you're in one right now, it's going to pass. You're going to have the victory through Yeshua Messiah, following his example and what the word says. You're going to have the victory. Father's already given it to us through Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Through this word. That's our victory. Hallelujah. When that subsides, don't get comfortable because another battle's going to come. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. See, it's a lot of evil day of danger going on all around us. We hear it in the news. We see it going on around us. Some of us got the evil danger going on in our home. My. Evil danger is all around us. That's why we got to stay prepared, saints. And having done all to stand. Ha! My. To stand firmly in your place. Then it says stand. Stand therefore, hold your ground. You continue to stand. Come on now. We got to continue to stand. Having your loins girt about with truth. What are your loins? You look that word up, and the loins are the center region below your ribs, above your hip. It's like where the seat of your emotions are. Sometimes people are led by their emotions. That's why you got to have your emotions. Yes. Gird about with this truth. What's truth? This word. Ha. And having on, we need our loins gird about with truth. We have to have on the breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate, that's a covering around your chest, with your heart, your emotions, all that goes into, not just your pumping heart, your pumping blood heart. Hallelujah. This is talking about the seat of your emotions as well. You got to cover and guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. That's your inner being, your innermost being, your heart of hearts. Hallelujah. It's important, saints. We've got to have these emotions intact. Our breastplate of righteousness, we got to have it on. Got to have your feet, that 15th verse, sharp with the preparation. There's that word. Preparation, prepared. Preparation of the gospel of peace. My. See, when we look at that word prepare in the Hebrew, it is kana, to turn away, to make clear. So almost the same definition as the Hebrew word. No, the Hebrew word is pana, to turn away, to make clear. Yes. The Greek word was to make ready and prepare. Yes. But see, I'm just so happy this morning. We're still on this to make ready and prepare. In this preparation time, we have to have our feet in preparation mode to face the enemy. See, that's why it's important that we stay prepared ahead of time. That's why that word preparation has to be at the forefront of our mind at all times, because battles will come, going to continue to come as long as we're living on this earth, as long as we're walking out this journey of faith. Amen. Thank you, Father. and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We need that shield of faith, that covering, that shield of faith covers every area of us. Amen. It takes faith to please the Father. It takes faith believing what his word says in these battles, taking him at his word for what he says. We have to be covered. Take on that shield of faith. Amen. That's a covering shield of saving faith. It's going to keep us walking out deliverance. Saving faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And that's what's going to help us to quench every dart that the enemy sends our way. That faith, the word, as we're trusting what the word says. And take the helmet of salvation, covering our mind. Come on now. And the sword of the Spirit. That's the weapon to fight with. Think about a sword. It cuts. Hallelujah. That's what the word does, which is the word of Elohim. Amen. It's just a no-brainer. If you have forgotten what these different, study. Do a word study in Ephesians 6 on this armor that we need to stay prepared for the war that we're going to be in, the battles we're going to be in. And see, the battle's not ours. It's Jehovah. But because of it's his, he gives us the tools. We just don't sit there and not be prepared and do nothing. We got to decree and declare what his word says in the midst of what's going on. Hallelujah. The attack's going to come in all kind of forms. Body, finances, different kind of things going on. Your health. Sometimes the enemy going to come and try to make you doubt the word. We got to stand. That's why we're encouraged to stand. Hallelujah. To stand firmly in your place and to hold your ground. Stand, stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So that's one of the ways of many of how to prepare and stay prepared. We got to stay. We got to know what our armor is, and we got to keep continuously wear it every day. Not just every now and again. We got to know what the whole armor is. The full armor. Huh. Thank you, Father. So what are we prepared to do for Elohim? With knowing this, with knowing these two foundational things, that the plan is that Elohim is prepared for us, and how we are and are can stay prepared. That question comes down to now, what are we preparing to do for him? What are we preparing to do for him? Let us go to Matthew. My. That's another passage of scripture. No, we're going to go there first. Matthew. Go back to Matthew 3. Matthew 3. And we're going to read Matthew 3. Verses 1 through 3. Yes. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Master, make his path straight. My. So we see here that John is saying to prepare the way. He's stating that to the people. Prepare the way. Make it plain. The Master is coming. Amen. Prepare ye the way. Make his path straight. But see, he spoke this from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and the 30th verse. Amen. Thought I had that marked. Yes. And when you look at it, that's where that Hebrew word, when I wrote down the Hebrew word for panah, called panah, to turn away, to make clear. So see, we have to prepare the way. That's what we are doing for Elohim. We're preparing the way for others. Do you understand that? First and foremost, we have to understand that he's prepared, but the only way we're going to get there, we have to stay prepared to get there, because this race is not given to someone who's swift, who's strong, or anything, because you can be strong at a certain point in your life. People can be telling, oh, you're so strong, you this and that, and you can be there, and then something can come and just knock the very life out of you. You just don't know. But see, the race given to the one who endures to the end, who has the endurance. We have to go all the way through this journey. Amen. Because the battles are going to come. And I think I've been through some, and I'm sure you can relate to some you walk through, maybe walking through right now. You thinking the very life is going to be snuffed out of you. But the Father's got your back. Know that. Remember that. Stay prepared. Get prepared. Stay prepared. Prepare yourself. That's why I understand why he gave me the word prepare before he gave me the word prepare. I didn't understand prepared and prepare. He didn't think prepare, you got to do that first. Well, we got to know the promises first. But we do have to prepare. Amen. To gain and earn the promises that's promised to us as followers. Huh. And then we have to prepare the way for others. See, this is not a selfish journey. We're servants. We're servants of the Most High. We're here to do as he leads us by his Spirit to do. We're here to prepare others. That's why I love encouraging. Whether it's received or not, I'm going to help prepare the body of Messiah. We need each other. Amen. Can't make it without each other. We're not an island to ourselves. Can't say that enough either. Hallelujah. We need community. We need one another. Amen. Got to prepare the way for others. So you just have to make up your mind. If you've never,
make up your mind. How did I want to say that? I should have wrote it down. You got to make up your mind. And I did, but I didn't write it all down. Make up your mind if you have been already and you never have. You got to make up your mind to never be caught unprepared again. I've been caught unprepared before. But we have to make up in our mind not to get caught unprepared again, if you understand what I'm saying. We got to keep our armor on, saints. We got to know what our armor is. We got to understand it. We got to be equipped. And we got these 66 books to help us. And then there's some books that were left out. I don't know too much about them, but I've heard about them. I haven't really got a study in a study on that. But I know there are others that were left out or dismissed when these got rewritten, with so many different translations done and rewrites done. But I tell you, we don't want to be prepared. We got to stay in prayer for our family. Don't let that devil catch you off guard. Don't let him catch you off guard. That's what he works to do. He works to catch us off guard, but we must prepare the way of Jehovah, making the straight the path, not just our path, but for others. We must prepare the way. We honor unto him. There was another passage of scripture that came to me that we're prepared for every good work. We want to be a fit vessel of honor unto him. Let us go there right quick to 2 Timothy. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I thought I had a lot of these marked out already, but I missed this one, so I'm coming through again. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, and we're going to start at the 14th verse. Of these things, put them in remembrance. Of what things? See, above all this, this is Paul encouraging Timothy, who was young. You know, and he was encouraging him. And so we're encouraging again today that we have to be strong in the things. You know, he was encouraging him to be strong in the things he's been taught, the things he's learned. So in the things that we're learning, the things that we've been taught rightly, the things that we've been taught rightly, amen, that lines up with scripture, we have to make sure, you know, we don't want to suffer anything from people talking heresies, so to speak. And we're going to get to that too. So he said, of these things, and you can go back and read from the beginning of the second chapter. Put them in remembrance, charging them before the master, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to subverting, but to the subverting of the hearers. See, that they strive not about words. Don't get into bickering and argue about, you know, different words, and that's not going to profit anything. It's not going to bring any profit. But it's there to divert, to take you in another direction, or to stop you from trusting what the word says and the direction that's been given. Amen. That's what this is talking about here. Study. Here we go. There's that passage. Study to show yourself approved unto Elohim, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, he's saying don't be listening to all, and that's the same for us today. We got to know what we're hearing, who we're listening to, because a lot of stuff that's coming forth, that can be coming forth from pulpits, does not line up with scripture. A lot of times the pastors are giving their own opinion, but if their opinion is not lining up with what this word says and it's causing some confusion, that's not the Father. He's not of confusion. We know who the author of confusion is. The devil himself. He's the author of confusion. That's why we have to study to show ourselves approved unto Elohim. And there he goes again. 16, he brings that out even clear. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. See, if you listen to some of this stuff that's being taught, that's what he was encouraging Paul. Some of what was being taught there, hallelujah, he was encouraging him for what the Jewish leaders and the Pharisees said, what they were teaching. It was totally against the Torah. It was totally against the laws of Elohim. That's why we have to understand this. And their word would eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. See, these two people were totally against. They were heretics. They were totally against what Paul was teaching. So he's warning Timothy. So anybody that's against what the Father, the word that's being taught, of what Yeshua taught, which was the Torah, the law, anyone going against that is a heretic. I don't want to be a heretic. I've been there. Been there, done that at one point. Didn't realize that's where I was, but I was. Because I wasn't following after the full law. I wasn't. I was just doing bits and pieces. But see, when you come to know better, you do better. You know what's right, you do right. We're instructed to do that. Amen. Going to be held accountable for what we know. Who concerning the truth have erred? They have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faithful son. See, they didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in the resurrection, that it was going to take place, that it had already happened. That's what they thought. And they were teaching that. They were teaching that, undermining some of the people, and some of the people were going for it. What are we going for today? That's why it's imperative that we study to show ourselves approved unto. If Timothy was encouraged to do that by Paul, and this teaching, this word was written for our learning, aren't we encouraged to do the same? Because we're going to be hearing some stuff that you got to make sure is lining up. Nevertheless, the foundation of Elohim standing, sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Messiah depart from iniquity. Depart from sin. Everyone that nameth that name, that's following after that name. Amen. We have to depart from iniquity. Huh. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. In every great house. My, my, my. So see, even with the separating that when the King of Kings comes, Yeshua, when he comes back for the bride, some on the right and the left, see, there's that division again. See, in every great house, there are some that's gold and silver, some of wood and earth, some for honor and some for dishonor. I want to be on the right side of honor. My, my, my. Thank you, Father. I want to be on the right side. 21st verse. If a man therefore purge himself from these, anything that's dishonorable, he shall be a vessel. I added that part, anything that's dishonorable. He shall be a vessel unto honor. Sanctify, set apart. See, that's as followers of Yeshua Messiah, we're saints, set apart, holy, set apart unto the Master for his use. Ha. We are enabled to prepare the way of Jehovah, to prepare his way to others. Come on now, for the Master's use and prepared unto every good work. I want to be prepared. Amen. I want to have a mind that's prepared. My mind goes to David in Solomon. You can go back. It was written in 1 Samuel in that 17th chapter. It's a long passage, but just read it. How he was selected, how he decided. He made the decision, but he was prepared to slew the Goliath, the giant. He was prepared to slay him. Because he knew what Elohim he was trusting in. He knew them Philistines was trusting in a different kind of God. And he spoke those very words to Goliath. As Goliath was trying to threaten him. I'm going to probably break into it and just read. Let me see. What verse was that? When he was coming in and just telling him. And when the 1 Samuel 17. And I think this is 42, yes. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, ha, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. See, he used his own God to try to curse David. Come on now. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David, listen to David, hallelujah, ha, to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of Jehovah of hosts, the Elohim of armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. See, anyone that's defying the name of Jehovah, anyone that's defying Elohim, the Most High, he's the Elohim of all armies. I don't care what kind of battle is coming against you or me right now. Hallelujah. We're holding on to the Jehovah of hosts, just like David did. This day, listen to here, 46 verse, David's still talking. Will Jehovah deliver you into my hand? I will smite you and take your head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines. This day, see, he was going to take his head, but he was going to deliver the rest of his body to the Philistines. This day, we're going to deliver it unto the fowl of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Elohim in Israel. My. And all this assembly shall know that Jehovah saveth not with sword and spear for the battle. For the battle is Jehovah, and he will give you into our hands. Isn't that powerful? I tell you, David knew who his Elohim was. He was prepared. As he was out there amongst the sheep, he was in his time of worshiping. He was in preparation and praising and giving worship, bowing before the Father. He knew who his God was. Elohim, the Almighty. See, we got to know that. We not only have to know, hallelujah, how to get prepared, but we got to know the one who is preparing us, the one who has prepared that place for us. Oh, my. And I think, I'm promise. And then I thought about Noah. Oh, my. I thought about him as he was written in his account part was given in Genesis 6. But I'm gonna just go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 and 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I had to get better with marking my passages when I write them down. By faith, Hebrews 11 and 7, Noah, being warned of Elohim of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. He wasn't scared. He moved with reverence. Hallelujah. A reverential fear. Prepare an ark. See, he prepared an ark. See, this just doesn't work for us today, as we read a lot of New Testament passages, so to speak. This was working back in the old. That's why I said the new and the old, they go together. There is no separation. You can't, man did the separation of one to the other. Man did that, calling it the Old Testament and the New Testament. And some people think that's all we're supposed to be living is the New Testament. Oh, the day, when that day comes, that final day of judgment when we stand before the Father, that's why I'm working and living to hear, well done. Because it's going to be so many. It says many will be standing in his presence. And he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Because why? You didn't know me. See, we have to know him. And in the power of his resurrection, we see here that he prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. See, it took faith for him to believe what Elohim instructed him to do. And he did it out of reverential fear. Now, he had some, you can read some of the little stories about him. He had some shortcomings. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? But he still followed the instructions of Elohim. What are we doing today? Are we lining our lives up with what the word said fully? Fully lining up. Are we half-stepping? See, when we know this truth, it's up to us to line up, to follow after it. And that is action, which speaks yet louder than words. It takes action. Hallelujah. So my question again is, are you preparing? You've been given some extra materials, and there's more, many more, but you've been given a few nuggets this morning. Hallelujah. Reminding us of the prepared plan that Elohim has for us, reminding us of how to get prepared and stay prepared at all times. Yes. Reminding us, hallelujah, to make up our minds to stay prepared. Don't ever be caught up unprepared again. That's the key, saints. Hallelujah. Because the Father is preparing us. He wants us to come into the knowledge of the truth of what his word says so that we can stay ready. Amen. Like the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 were prepared with the oil of burning. And when the bridegroom come, they had light to see. But them foolish virgins, they was trying to borrow from those. No, they was lazy. See, we can't be lazy when it comes even to studying these scriptures. Apostle mentioned yesterday, yes, sometimes we lazy. It takes work to study. We want the easy way out. There's no easy in learning the truth. It really isn't. Because we got to get back there and study for ourselves. You can hear this message. You can hear this teaching. I may have said something that didn't set right with you. Go back and study it for yourself. But do a reference study. Make sure you have Strong's Concordance. Or, you know, that's why I like using the King James Version too, because that's the only one that has the Strong where you can do the word search. You can use these other you can use these other translations, but some of them you got to be careful. We'll take it out of the context of how it was written. I tell you, I just love the word. And I'm just going to pray. I believe that is it. We just want to, we must prepare our lives as fit vessels of honor unto the Father. Prepared for every work he's called us to. Everything he wants us to do. We living our lives to prepare for the future. That's the bottom line of it. Yes. We're living our lives today preparing for our future. We're preparing to die. All of us are getting up out of here from this natural realm, this natural arena. We're getting up out of here. And it's important for us to know, because we don't know the hour or the time that we're going to get up out of here, whether he's going to call our name before he comes, Yeshua comes back, whether Father's going to call us out before then, or once he comes, are we going to be here when he raptures us up? We don't know. The times are not in, we don't know that. But we have to stay prepared. Stay prepared. We have to be wise in doing that. Because this at the end, we're going to be in eternity. We're going to be one eternal damnation or the other eternal glory with our Father. Something to think about. So I just want to encourage you even the more to question yourself. Are you preparing? Are you preparing? And if you are, what are you preparing to do for Elohim? Because only what we do for him is going to last in you. That's it. That's going to be what's judged. What we do for him, what we say for him, what we do for him, how we do in these bodies, everything. Our bodies are his temple. The Holy Spirit dwells there. He's our lead. He's our guide. They're all one. Amen. We're going to close out with prayer. I'm going to see if anyone may have a prayer request. Are there any prayer requests before we close out, or a quick comment? If not, we're just going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for allowing your word to go forth today. We thank you that your word, hallelujah, does what it says it will. Your word, hallelujah, is a lamp to our feet to guide us. Your word, as it is written, will never return back void. It will do exactly what you sent it out and accomplish for it to do. We thank you for that. Your word, hallelujah, will forever stand. No passing, no return. And we thank you. Father, help us to hide your word in our hearts, that we won't sin against you, which you are your word. We just give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness as we go and embark on another week. We thank you that we're looking to prepare, hallelujah, to be a prepared body for a prepared people, a prepared body of believers for a prepared people that's ready to hear what we have to say. We thank you, we magnify you, and we glorify you for giving us your instructions today. Hallelujah. Help us not to turn to the right or to the left, but continue to look toward the hills from which cometh our help. All our help comes from you, Elohim. Ha! You're the creator of heaven and earth, and we thank you for that. We bind and come against any evil force that's trying to work against us in any form and any way. We loose your anointing, your power, and your spirit to help us endure and walk out this journey. We pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen, amen. And to you, Elohim, be all glory. I speak his shalom over you, which is his peace. Go in his peace, his love, and his joy. Walk it out. Hallelujah. He's given us the power, the strength to do it. Shalom.
Right, daughter-in-law, who was